Welcome to the Wednesday, December 28th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we got some new problems to report about for wireless networks. Based on a paper by Stephen Wiebock, the US CERT released a warning about wireless networks that use WPS or wireless protected setup. We all know that one of the big challenges is to get the average home user to set up a wireless network with sufficiently strong passphrase and get WPA and all of that set up correctly. Well, WPS is supposed to fix some of that by really just making it simpler. So you either have like a button that you have to press that will enable the right WPA configuration, or on some of the access points, you will find an 8-digit PIN printed on the box. That PIN is supposed to be random, and then you use that PIN to configure your client. So really, all you have to do is enter that 8-digit PIN and everything will work. Now, the main issue, of course, here is brute forcing that PIN. With 8 digits, you would think you have 100 million combinations, and it would take quite a while to iterate through all of them. However, the EEP process that's being used to set up the connection actually split up that PIN. First, the first 4 digits are used, and then in a second part of the setup process, the second half of the PIN is used to actually create the authentication challenges. Okay, so now we are down to 2x4-digit PINs, which really would mean, well, 20,000 combinations, already a lot less than the 100 million that we originally thought we had. But it's even a little bit worse. The 8-digit is a checksum. So once you have 7 digits, the 8 digits is given. So you really only have 7 independent digits, or first 4 digits, which is 10,000 different combinations, and then 3 digits or 1,000 different combinations. So a total of only 11,000 possible attempts to brute force this PIN. Now, the speed at which you can send different PINs depends a little bit on the processing power of the particular device that you're sending them against, but appears to be about a second per PIN to get a response back. So that means within a few hours, you can test all possible 11,000 possible combinations. Now, of course, one possible protection is to delay the response or to implement a lockout mechanism, and some routers do that, and with that, they will then increase the time required to get a result to a couple of days, which is probably sufficient for the intended use, which is home-based networks. Like, if you think about it, the real threat scenario here is that WPS is trying to address that users don't pick strong passphrases in the first place. So probably giving them 11,000 different possible PINs may still be better than having them pick a passphrase. Either way, to protect against brute forcing, at the very least, a lockout has to be implemented. The next version of the WPS standard is supposed to require a lockout, but based on the paper, it wasn't really clear whether or not that will be required or not, but some routers already implement various degrees of lockout. The best option, of course, if you have one of those routers, is not to use WPS, but instead to use a strong passphrase with WPA2. And in Diaries today, Daniel is writing about a couple of domains that he's seen causing a lot of badness lately. One top-level domain that in particular sticks out for him is .ai. Now, that's not AI for artificial intelligence, but Anguilla, which is a little island nation in the Caribbean that has its own top-level domain. .cc, .ai, .nl, .ai are two domains that he's seeing a lot. He's also seeing the top-level domains .li and .am sticking out there for a lot of malicious uses, so certainly something to pay attention to. One interesting one here is .c0m.li, which I guess is supposed to look a little bit like .com. Anyway, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.